Welcome back to Underscore Radio, the show where I walk around a suburb and hopefully don't embarrass myself. That's a theme to the intro of the episodes. It's all about being embarrassed. It's not about quality content. It's all about not being embarrassed. I'm trying to go more old school with Underscore Radio. By Underscore, I mean like 2009, when I first started recording these, before about a 9-year hiatus. So what I used to do was have a little segment and then play a song. And I'd edit the song in afterwards in GarageBand. The only improvement that I've made in my life is that I now have Logic instead of GarageBand. Everything else is completely the same, so you don't need to worry about that. I also didn't care as much about cars passing when I was recording. Now I edit all of that out, or at least most of it. I wait till the cars get about 20 meters down the road and then I go, yeah, nah, that won't show up on the recording. This could be a mistake. So currently I drove, actually, for the purposes of this episode, all the way to Somerville Road in Hornsby Heights. I was like, this is a very long road. Surely no one will be driving along it. That's dumb because it's the only road and it's very long, so people are obviously going to be driving down it. But because it's about 4 kilometers long, it's got to drop off eventually, right? Not everybody can live at the end. So I'll probably get a little bit of the episode where I won't have to pause for cars passing. Ooh, you get some cicadas. Don't you feel like it's the outback now? Oh no, this is terrible. There's people hanging up, I think, political banners. Might be political banners on the side of the road. Maybe they're not political banners, but I've just been so influenced by the US midterms that I reckon, oh yeah, no, it's bloody, Beto O'Rourke. That's hanging out signs for him. Oh, actually, no, it's a cute thing. I just passed them, and the poster is for a scout garage sale. Help the scouts. Help them defend themselves against their scout leaders. I mean, against the world. So look, what I'm saying is today, you might hear some squishing of leaves under my feet. You might hear a bit more gravel. It's because I'm practically in the outback. I'm following this road deep into the bush, okay? For all intents and purposes, I'm pretty much walking to Barara, but just, you know, along an alternate route. And look, maybe I made a mistake with the road that I chose, but I'm gonna have to live with that for as long as I live, you know? For as long as this episode is being edited, I'm going to have to live with that. And yes, there's still planes. I recorded an episode a couple of nights ago, and I entitled it, 26-year-old man gets angry at planes. So you can imagine how that went. Oh yeah, I was gonna play a song. Now, I don't actually listen to much music these days. I've got to be honest with myself when I say that. A lot of the music I listen to is the jazzy soundtrack that we put on in cars when we're getting ready for delivery. So, I just walked through a spiderweb. That's new. Man, I'm totally in the bush. I'm practically getting a country accent. Well, actually, I wouldn't be getting that accent, would I? I'd be getting more of a country accent from Australia, the bloody outback, mate. Bloody outback accent. Bloody hell. God, imagine if I did the whole show like that. I'd be killed. Alright, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the first song off the that jazzy chill playlist that I listen to. Jazz vibes, in fact. Alright, sorry about that silence. There were some pedestrians behind me. I cut it out. Why am I even saying that? Alright, so the first song I'm going to play is called Dolce by Floyd Fills. Come right at ya. Thank you. if you enjoyed that. All right, back with you. Next story I had. I don't know if I told any stories before, but nevertheless, I'll say next story. Next thing I have to say. So I was getting to work early. I was on the train, airport line, and I'm a pretty tall gentleman. 6'5", 195 centimeters, for those who are asking. So I'm standing behind this guy on the train, right? And he's, I look over his shoulder, he's looking at his phone, he's watching a video. He's watching the UK game show, the comedy one, with Jimmy Carr, who's the host. It's called like Nine Cats or something. Does Countdown. Some weird title. Anyway, like, good show. Anyway, so I'm like kind of watching it over his shoulder, right? And up pops a little messenger bubble on the screen, you know, the Android thing. So it pops up. Hey babe, do you like anal? Right? So he kind of looks around for a second. Doesn't see me because I'm not in his island because I'm so fucking tall, yeah? So he's grinning, right? Opens up Messenger straight away. Oh my god, babe. Yes, I do. I'm in, right? I'm invested now. Wait, do you also like anal? I'm beaming right now. Like, you wouldn't believe how hard I'm smiling. I'm trying to look away, but I'm not really. And messages keep flying. They start sexting. They start full-on sexting at 7:30 in the morning. And in between the messages, this bloke keeps going back and forward to his little game show. He'll say, you know, can't wait to raw dog you hard and deep. Then straight back to Jimmy Carr making a little joke about Winston Churchill. Oh man, it was hilarious. I'm just standing there behind, like, would get my popcorn out if I could. It was brilliant. Probably the best thing that's ever happened to me. Would you do that? Would you look over someone else's shoulder? Too embarrassing? Not for me. I'm shameless. I wanted to join in. My friend Nuno, who was on the show a little bit ago, he had this bit where he would just look somebody intensely in the eyes. He'd clench his fist and like move it upwards like he was, I don't know, fisting somebody. And then he'd open his palm, like open his fist up while he was, you know, inside and like make her into like a hand puppet. And that just turned me on so much that I couldn't stop kissing him. What the fuck am I saying? I mean, that's a bit too absurdist for this little show. That's not good. Not good for me. I suppose I should play another song if we're keeping on the topic. If we're going old school on this show. You know, you play I Spy and you always end up with, Road? Yeah, okay, Road. Fine. Oh, Adam, a bus went by. Oh, what are you going to play? Wheels on the Bus? Yeah, shut up. Yeah, I was. Oh, there's Leaves. Oh, you're going to play Autumn Leaves. Real original. No, it's Halloween. I'll play a spooky song. Oh, I don't know how well it translates just to audio, but Danny Gonzalez is one of the YouTubers I watch, and he made a Halloween song, so I'm going to play that one, see how well it works.
Got spooked, ayy, by a certified spooky ass dude. Ayy, somebody let the monster loose in a graveyard sipping pumpkin juice. Wait, shh, do you hear that sound? What? Every October it's so profound. Nah. All these other dudes act spooky for a month, but a real spooky boy spooky all year round. Yeah. Plastic fangs on my teeth, sleeping in a coffin. Step up to my cribbin', all these decorations pop. I might go ooga booga booga boo. I might just spook you and your homies too. I might just cook up some Halloween food. I'm just so spooky and Greg is my crew. Yeah, ayy. I'm a spooky boy, ay, with some spooky hands, ay. Come up in your house and do a little spooky dance, ay. I'm a spooky boy, ay, with a spooky face, ay. It don't matter, dog, I'll spook at any time or place. Chillin' with a skeleton, bitch, and a pumpkin on my head. If you try to spook me, you gon' end up dead. If you spook me again, you gon' end up undead, the life of a spooky boy.
Better watch out if you see a full moon, bitch. Yeah, I've been spooky like a mummy in a tomb, bitch. I don't have a car cause I fly on a broomstick. Pull up to the club, skirt, skirt, vroom, vroom, witch. Got two girls with me and they hella thin. How thin are they? Yeah, they motherfucking skeletons. That is not a joke about their weight, they are skeletons. Halloween music got us jiggling like gelatin. Got a couch covered in cobwebs. Got a whip covered in cobwebs. Got a dog covered in cobwebs. Spent way too much on cobwebs, ayy. fake spooky dude, stuck like Dracula. I don't give a damn if you a goblin, you can back it up. Ghouls get crazy while I blow this cash. If you tryna monster smash.
Hey, I'm a spooky boy, hey, with some spooky knees. Hey, I could teach you how to spook too for a spooky fee. Hey, I'm a spooky boy, hey, with some spooky shoes. Hey, and before this song is over, you'll be spooky too.
Chillin' with a skeleton bitch and a pumpkin on my head. If you try to spook me, you gon' end up dead. If you spook me again, you gon' end up undead. That's the life of a spooky boy.
So a few months ago, changed work location, so now I work at Alexandria, that is St. Leonard's, so for me coming from Hornsby, a little bit of a to-do, you know, it's a bit extra, so to kind of cut down on the time of the commute just a little bit, I bought an adult scooter. If I was doing stand-up, that'd be the bit where everyone goes, like everybody has an opinion, like I kind of set it in that way. So it was like a relatively fancy thing, like it cost like a few hundred dollars and supports weight up to 363 kilos. So that'll be perfect when I get into a goddamn bus, wheels on the bus. Yeah, I take it most places, like, because I don't go many places apart from work. I was at Hornsby Station. I was just going to walk up the steps. It's like carrying my scooter. And there's like three or four 11, 12-year-old boys like sitting on a bench waiting most likely to go to Barara Skate Park, cultural melting pot, which is Barara Skate Park. One of the kids, he looks at me, gets my attention. I had my headphones in, so I really wasn't paying much attention. But I could hear through my headphones that I was listening to. He was like calling out, "Scooter bro, scooter bro." And as I was passing, he held his hand out for like a high five. Kind of caught up in the moment, I just kind of let it slide. I didn't give him a high five. Now, I don't really know what to make of that story, apart from, look, it's a bit embarrassing to be kind of put in the same pile as a 12-year-old at anything, really. Apart from if you're, like, a really good piano player, and all the good piano players are 12 these days. Anyway, just wanted to let you know that I was accosted by youngins to try to draw me into their scooter cult. Scooter bro, scooter bro. I'm not your bro. That'd have been shitty if I said that. Glad I didn't say that. Glad I just completely ignored a kid who thought we had a connection. And now I'm going to play Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne, but I'm going to replace all the time she says skater with scooter. That's not true. I'm not going to do that to you. Really should have come up with some songs beforehand. Hey, look, I want to talk about feelings in a little bit. So to preempt that, to get you ready, nice and prepped, the audio version of Meal Prep Sunday, I'll be playing Feelings by Ballpark Music. It's probably one of my favourite songs off their second to last album, which I still have barely listened to, but that's a solid track, and it's coming right at ya. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed it. All right, now, I pray to God that this is going to be a short story, because if I'm able to make this into a long story, I surely have to be the most boring person on earth. In fact, the story is probably almost too long already. Yesterday, I didn't even say yesterday, it was like 2 weeks ago, there was a bloke who got onto the train at Central, and all he was carrying were, it's like a pack of two paper towels. Like, okay, you got paper towels, that's fine. He didn't get off at the next station. He actually got all the way to Hornsby and hopped off the train with his pack of two paper towels. And I was just looking at him and I thought, why did you need to get paper towels from the city, wherever you came from? Like, what's the logic there? Could you not get these paper towels in Hornsby? All right, cool. That was the whole bit. Now just imagine how much more funny that would have been if Seinfeld said it. My Seinfeld voice isn't very good, but he's got that energy, you know? He can make anything sound funny. Okay, so I'm on the train, right? No, I'm not gonna do that. Just use your imagination. I'm not gonna fill anything in for you. I probably should. I should just be more interesting. You wouldn't need to imagine someone else's voice then. Alright, cool. Great. Hey, look. Next song I'm gonna play is also another ballpark music song, just because they're kind of, you know, on my mind. So this is also another song off their newish album. And by newish, I mean 2016, but that's about as close as I get. And this is called Poppy. It's a pretty poppy song, so I think it's good it's called Poppy. Just advertises it straight out there. Have a listen now. Thank you. we're back. And by we, I mean me. I was going to put up a, like, I was going to say a story. So, but I, look, before I tell it, I just want to let you know I'm actually not that annoyed by this. So I put it out there. All right. So, guy at work has a wedding, right? Where he's getting married. He notably doesn't invite quite a few of the people that he works with. That's fine, like, including me. No big deal, all right? It's fine. Like, it's a small wedding, whatever. One of the people he did invite is somebody who's been working for the company for, like, probably 3 months at that point. And I just thought it was a little bit odd. But then I was talking to some people at work. Look, they can gossip a bit, but they said, hey, look, you know, this person kind of looks a bit like... kind of looks like the bride-to-be, but like a hotter version of it. Sorry, hotter version of the bride-to-be, not yet. Jesus, dehumanizing some people on a Tuesday night. Just thought it was strange, you know? Maybe he brought her there like, better keep the weight down. Who knows? Could get with her next. I don't think that's going to happen. She's got better options too. The reason that didn't annoy me, one, there's the gossip angle, so gossip's always good. And the second one is, I don't want to go to a wedding anyway, so it's like ideal for me, really. Didn't want to go, didn't get invited, didn't have to go, but still wanted to be invited. I like to get invited to things and say no to them. One of my favorite pastimes. It's nice to be wanted, but then I also don't actually want to participate in anything. Adam, you're lonely all the time, but then when we invite you out, you never go. Yeah, because I'm fucking a shit person. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, okay. Well, we're not going to invite you. Not going to invite you anyplace anymore. Good. My depressed mind will want that. That wasn't the feeling section of the show, by the way. That was just I only kind of sounded angry because I was trying to talk quickly before a car passed. That makes me trying to. Yeah, because I don't want to have a car going by when I'm talking. Look, I know it's kind of random, but I just like to play songs that I like. So I don't really know if. This will relate to anything I'm saying. In fact, I know it doesn't. But I can tell a story that leads it into there. So, I like this Ben Folds song called Mitchell Lane. Kind of reminds me of me growing up. I grew up in a suburb that didn't really change. And I like going back there, like walking around the streets. Because I still recognize everything. Everything's the same. Like, things change, but you still always have the skeleton. Sorry, still always have the skeleton of when you were there. When you're growing up, I don't know. I like the song. I like Ben Folds. He's a good songwriter. So look, coming up, Mitchell Lane by Ben Folds.
Thank you.
Further down this road I get, there's no footpaths anymore. I'm just walking on the road. This is what I like though. Like, I like walking on the road. Like, I'm not supposed to be here, but I am. It doesn't matter. Like, what are the police gonna do? So you're not walking on the footpath. Hey man, there's no footpath. My weekends, I don't like my weekends. There's always something I do to fuck them up. I only have 2 days of a weekend, you know, kind of like the Western structure of society. Apart from that place that just went to four-day work weeks. That'd be pretty fun. Anyway, so it's Saturday, Sunday, the regular days. Saturday, I play cricket. Look, I could get up early, could go practice, could get breakfast, could see people. Oops, sorry, sneeze coming up. Saturday morning, hey, do anything you want. No, I stay in bed, watch YouTube videos. That's generally what I do. Like, it's weird, I don't even, like, watch episodes of a TV show, which I could, like, look back on and go, oh, well, look, at least I got through a few episodes of whatever. Weird when watching TV shows seems like productivity. But even if there's, like, good stuff in YouTube videos, there's no, like, oh, yeah, I finally got through the latest season of whatever on YouTube. Like, I was even watching some, like, pretty good stuff on YouTube. Like, tonight, I was like, oh, I should go out and record. Should, like, eat dinner, go out and record. Got pretty late. I finally, you know, got up the motivation to go out and walk around. I've got my 10,000 steps, by the way. That's good. I'm not even at the end of the road. Still got to walk back. On Saturday mornings, I justify not getting out of bed because it's like, oh, got to keep my phone charged. Like, I'll take it off charge so I can, like, roll over. I'll be rolled over. And then I'll be like, I want to get out of bed. But then part of my brain says, no, you can't get out of bed. Your phone's not on 100% battery. What? What a stupid fucking reason to not get out of bed. But anyway, that's what I do almost every single week. Same thing on Sunday. I think every single Sunday, Adam, you got to get out of bed and you got to have a shower. Because if you don't have a shower and get dressed, your whole day is going to be fucked. You're not going to do anything. But I never take a shower and never get ready. I just stay around. Am I depressed? Like, obviously, I feel like lonely and sad sometimes. I don't have somebody to share Sundays with or Saturdays, whatever. Of course, you know, I probably could always reach out, as I'm supposed to do. Hey, friend, wanna get brunch? I'm never gonna do that. There's so many people that I get, like, I'd get a lot out of doing that. Call up somebody from school or whatever and go, hey, wanna hang out? But as soon as I get a no, or if I didn't get a reply, That would stop me from doing that for ages. Not very good with, like, rejection on a friendship level. Even though I don't put anything into these relationships. Pretty bad friend. I'm not a big birthday gift giver or rememberer. I'm pretty, I would say, self-centered, but then, like, I do neglect myself as well. Like, I don't care for my body. I don't try to be fit, like, mentally or physically. I don't try to challenge myself. You know, get any more education, that sort of thing. It's weird, like, I'm a selfish self-hater. Maybe not hate, it's a pretty rough term. That's a 2 Kia household. 2 Kias, that's good. Good for Korea, you know? Some sort of ute up here. Might have to stop recording. Who knows what political leanings this ute owner has? Could say the wrong thing. Hey look, if he kills me, call the police.
Take it back to where we started from. Your pain, my pain, I'll write it down and tell you exactly how I feel again. All I see is a mass of confusion. Who I am, what I gotta be. Yeah. Closed eyes, bigger lines. I get so tempted just to let it ride sometimes. Looks good, tastes bad, but makes me wonder where I buried all the dreams I had. It's a less good version of a man I don't wanna be. All I feel is you tie me down to something that just isn't real. All I need is some truth, God help me, before the devil burns me. Yeah. I can't do nothing if I can't do something my way. Yeah. Well, I must be crazy if I follow every word you say. Tell me who to be today. I'm quite sure, like before, came off the road and I forgot what I was looking for. And all I see is a less good version of a man I don't wanna be. All I feel is you tie me down to something that just isn't real. All I need is some truth, God help me, before the devil buries me. Hack at me, you know, you might just have to let me go. Close in, I need some room to grow. You don't know what you think, you know.
So I was with Damien the other night. We got some food. We got some Vietnamese food. That's right, your boy Adam's got some culture about him. Some culture. Anyway, we're getting food and we're talking about the worst songs of all time. It's one of his favorite topics. And I brought up the presets. The presets I know are not a song. Let me get that clear. I know that they're not a song. They're an awful, awful group or duo or something. I'm not going to play a sample of their music. I'm just going to... Just gonna say, I'm here with all the people. So that's them. I'm here with all of my people. There's something with all of my people. I've eaten all of my family. Ooh. Hey, I think I've come to the end of the road. I'm outside 476A at the moment. There's no street lights up there. There's almost certainly murderers. I'm gonna turn back now. So what am I up to? I'm up to 11,000. That's fairly decent, I think. Probably have 15,000 by the time I get back to my car. So, the reason I bring up the presets on this night So there's a guy running and he ran past 476. So RIP that guy. For now I can still hear his footsteps and he can still hear his heartbeats. Not for long. ASMR. The reason I brought up the presets was because one time I was in possession of one of their albums. I did not buy this album, but I was lent it by a girl I liked at the time. So that was the American set. A girl I liked at the time. And I liked this girl so much that I tried to like the presets. I listened to the album probably 2 or 3 times all the way through, looking for something that didn't make every ounce of me want to smash the CD. And I didn't smash the CD, but I gave it back to her and said, I hate the presets. I should have told the whole story. Look, I tried really hard to like them because I like you, and I see us together in the future, and we're so good for each other, and, you know, stop dating your boyfriend, please, so I can be with you. But like the beta cuck soy boy I am, I said, oh, not for me, but, yeah, good for you. Good for you. Or something like that. Oh, I'll play the song that made me think of that girl. It's called If It Kills Me by Jason Mraz. Have a listen.
Hello, tell me you know. Yeah, you figured me out. Something gave it away. It would be such a beautiful moment to see the look on your face, to know that I know that you know now. And baby, that's a case of my wishful thinking. You know nothing. Well, you and I, why we go carrying on for hours on end? We get along much better than you and your boyfriend. Well, all I really wanna do is love you. I kind of much closer than friends use, but I still can't say it after all we've been through. And all I really want from you is to feel me as the feeling inside keeps building. And I will find a way to you if it kills me, if it kills me. How long can I go on like this, wishing to kiss you before I rightly explode? Well, this double life I lead isn't healthy for me. In fact, it makes me nervous. If I get caught, I could be risking it all.
And all I really want from you is to feel me.
update on the guy who ran past 476. Still alive and still jogging. That's impressive. He's done a really good job. I appreciate the work he's put in. So while that song was playing, I was thinking about another band that I tried to like for a girl. Won't say her name, but similar to my first girlfriend, we were like on Tumblr, and her favorite band, I think it was her favorite band at the time, were Panic at the Disco. I chime in. Yeah, them. You know them. What I did was I thought, people think I'm the shit if I like this band. So I started listening to their music, and then I actually legitimately liked them. And so I thought, fuck, I'm in here. What I'll do, I'll just record a cover of one of their songs, and I'll put it up on YouTube and just say, oh, hey, yeah, put this cover up. Yeah, hope you like it. It's like your favorite song by them. Fuck, such a beta. Holy shit. You know, if I was Alpha, I would have gone, yeah, that band's shit, yeah, but like, you want a bone? And then show her my abs. That wasn't me of the time. Now, me right now, if I was in that position, I don't have abs. That's the only downside. Show him a big belly, play it like a drum. And I'd say, hey girl, don't you want a bit of this? Shana Paula. Hands up if you laughed. Me. Put my hand up. Something about Sean Paul just gets me. He's crazy. It kind of reminds me of one of my favorite Seinfeld scenes is when George is in the meeting and he orders a T-bone steak and he tries to get everybody to call him T-bone. And then, like, somebody else orders a T-bone steak and then everybody starts calling him T-bone instead. Fuck, that's hilarious. But George just keeps saying T-bone to describe himself. I feel that's what Sean Paul's problem is. How often can you say your name before everybody starts calling someone else Sean Paul? I guess he's kind of stylized it. Sean Paul. Nah, it's pretty cool. He can keep it. But yeah, I do like Panic at the Disco. What of it? I put this little story in. I was listening to some Panic earlier. Yeah, I call him Panic. We're bros. So I thought I'd play Impossible Year by Panic at the Disco. He's got such a good voice, man. Makes me feel shit about myself every time I hear it. You know, musicians know how I feel. Man, this guy's so good, he makes me want to never play music again and kill myself. You know you're a musician when you want to kill yourself. That's not true. I know some very self-confident musicians who probably cry at night. How terrible. Anyway, listen to the song.
There's no sunshine this impossible year, only black days and sky gray and clouds full of fear and storms full of sorrow that won't disappear, just typhoons and monsoons this impossible year. Just a beachfront of bad blood and a coast that's unclear. All the guests at the party, they're so insincere. They just intrude and exclude this impossible year. There's no you and me. Heartbreak and you.
There's no sunshine. There's no you and me. There's no good times. This impossible
thing that I've been struggling with over last few years, like, I don't know, it's probably been a problem for longer than I've thought it's been, but like my food habits and my weight have started to like become more pervasive in my thoughts. So I've started doing things that are actively trying to cover up my body. Or like, I don't know. So just as a quick example, like if I sit down, say if I'm like lying on the couch towards the TV, you know, and your head's kind of tilted down, so you can see the TV instead of looking up at the sky, the ceiling. I do have a roof over my head, don't worry, I'm not looking up at the sky. So looking at the TV, and I just put like the collar of my shirt over my head, not over my head, over my neck. So it's like I'm wearing a turtleneck, but it just goes a little bit further, so like no one can see my like double chin or however many chins I have when I do that. And this is not for like postural reasons, but I've also like when I'm standing up, like I'm like trying to pull my belly in, and I try to wear jumpers as much as I can to kind of hide my belly. And look, a lot of like if I bring up my weight to some people, I think this is just the kind of human response, or like the PC response, or you know, nice person response, but basically saying like, no, you're normal, mate, you don't worry, like you're not fat, like you're just tall. But like I am 115 kilos, which is a lot. Look, if somebody shorter was 115 kilos, it'd probably be, like it'd be a bigger problem, but I've got a fair bit of a stomach. I'm not very fit. So I just thought I'd bring that up. You know, it's not kind of ending my life yet. But I think it's my food habits which are the worst. Like not the worst, but they're, I don't know. I don't eat very well. Don't even eat enough vegetables. I feel really tired when I get home from work, so I don't cook properly, and the food that I order is bad for me. I think it's something that can, like, anyone could fall into, but I don't like enough vegetables, so I can't look at a salad and go, fuck yeah, looking forward to this. Too reliant on meat, like I'm addicted to it. So there's no funny anecdotes about it, not funny, just something I'm thinking about. I don't have a plan to fix it. I should, like I should get one, but I don't at the moment. Maybe I'm not taking it seriously, as serious as I should be. But yeah, I feel, like, ashamed with my shirt off, whatever. Even with a shirt on, I just see, like, you know, belly hitting up against shirt fabric. I'm like, yeah. I worry people, like, judge me for it, whatever. Or, like, if I'm less attractive because of that. Shouldn't bother me, I guess, but doesn't help the old self-esteem. I don't know. Look, I just wrote down weight problem in my notes for the episode, that's all. So I'll play the song The Weight I Pulled, because that's the first song that came to my head, by Yo. It's a good song, from one of his earlier albums. If you don't have all of Yo's albums, you gotta go download him. He's just one of my favorite boys. He makes good music in every genre he tries, so I respect him for that. Still battling it out. Started listening to him like 7-8 years ago now. And, yeah, still killing it. So here's The Weight I Pulled by Yo.
Mm-hmm.
some peace of mind. I'm waiting, still waiting. If I could be so lucky to see the love I sent come back to me, I'd take this wedding. It's not what I found. It's never all in black and white. So difficult to pick it up when it always so goddamn much. I'm waiting, still waiting. If I could be so lucky to see the love I sent come back. Wait and carry on.
Just walked past an EK Civic with two people lying down in it. Not sure if they were trying to sleep or not. I don't think I interrupted any intercourse. God forbid. God forbid I did that. That's the sort of thing I used to do. Remember one night I was out in my dad's car on my P-plates, my red peas nonetheless, the less mature of the two colours of peas, was with a girl, and we'd like pulled into car park of like an oval that I'd played like D grade at like the year before in juniors. Fuck, relate everything back to cricket, Jesus Christ. Anyway, pulled into a car park at an oval and we're like sitting there, like, completely sober, like, obviously, got to keep a zero BAC on your P's, otherwise the cops are going to get you. So sitting there, like, getting pretty late, like, we've had a pretty good day, and we're, like, listening to Radiohead. This is when I was, like, huge into Radiohead. I was like, every song is the best. You know, like, fooling around and stuff. You know, and me with a girl, you believe it. And one line I remember saying to her was, your boobs are so soft. And she said, thank you. Thank you very much. Not like that. I just fucked up saying thank you. Thank you very much, sir, for my boobies are very soft. 'Tis a pleasure to be sharing them with you on this fine evening. And that's the last time I ever fooled around with Billy Connolly. Am I right? Yeah. I don't think about those days a lot. Like, I can still remember them. I remember another time where I folded down the back seat of my mum's car, lay down in there. I asked her, because she was known for making out with a few guys, you know, at parties and that sort of thing. If, you know, pretty out there girl. And I asked, have you ever given a blowjob before? And she said no. And I didn't want to be her first, so I kind of just left it there. Who wants that? I don't know, would that have impacted her self-confidence? Maybe, like, oh no, Haven't done it. Well, good am I to him. Like she would care, though. Oh, maybe. I don't know. Not going to put thoughts into her head. I actually liked her a fair bit. Like, we had fun together. We only went out, like, a couple of times. Like, I'm pretty sure the only reason why we did anything or, like, went out was because, like, I knew she was going to another country to, like, live for a while. And I thought, oh, well, this would be, like, a no-strings-attached sort of situation. So we fooled around a couple times, and that was it. Didn't really have too many little relationships like that. There was one other one with, I didn't have many. Here's another one. Had another little thing. So this girl was like a friend of a guy we did gigs with. Like myself and my sister, after year 12, we did a few shows, like just us acoustically and singing and stuff. And that was cool. We never really practiced enough to make it a real thing. Yeah, so this girl, she came to a few shows because she was friends with one of the guys we played with. And I thought of her the other day. And it was like a little Tumblr post, which is something along the lines of, like, how do you know the difference between, like, love and lust? And somebody replied, it's lust if they change their haircut, you no longer like them. I thought that was perfect. Perfect to describe that situation. So she was a nice girl. She had a bob haircut, like a straight fringe, the whole bob situation. And I thought that was so fucking hot. So I almost purely went out with her just so I could, you know, be with Bob. Hello, Bob. Good to see you again. So we went to her place. She was staying with her grandma or some situation, or like her parents weren't there, but her grandmother was there. And we made nachos, because I brought over a dish to put the nachos in. So we made nachos. And then we went to her room after dinner, and we watched Pineapple Express in her bed. That classic movie gets everybody riled up. So after that, we're, you know, fooling around a bit, smooching, doing a few kisses. She says, no, we have to stop. Her grandma's in the other room. She'll wake up. And then we keep smooching and stopped again. It was too fast anyway. The thing that stopped us, like the event that led to that. So I, like, you know, I was putting my hand like further down, rubbing some sensual areas outside, you know, outside the pants. Don't worry, I'm not a slut. But I was already, you know, I was getting down there, and that's when she said, you know, stop, and then gave the reason. And then, you know, like I tried one more time, and then said no, same reason. I'm like, okay, no worries. And then, like, pretty much stopped from there. You know, kind of like thinking back on all this Me Too sort of stuff, hashtag Me Too, you know, the one, like, if that was a Me Too sort of situation, like, he put his hand there and I told him to stop, and then he tried one more time and then he did stop. I don't know, I thought I was pretty sensitive to that stuff, but I wonder sometimes. Well, at least I'm trying to be aware, ? I guess there's not always enough, so apologies to that girl for not getting enthusiastic consent, which is what we need, what you need. I've been talking for way too long. Sorry about sharing all those details. You probably don't need to hear that. And don't worry, I haven't had any more sexual relations than that. I've shared it all. I've bared my soul. So, I'll play a song that gets stuck in my head fairly regularly for the last little while. Now, don't get me wrong, I like the original, but I just like this cover better. So, Crush by Pomplamoose and Tessa Violet.
I could be a crush like, throw you for a rush like, hoping you'd text me so I could tell you I've been thinking about your touch. Like touch, 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 touch. I could be a crush, 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 crush.
I can't focus, someone needs to get done. I'm on notice, hoping that you don't run. You think I'm tepid, but I'm misdiagnosed. Cause I'm a stalker, I say no later.
It was that song that made me think, maybe I'll like ASMR, because there's just something, holy shit, fucking hell, oh, that was like a jump scare, fucking dogs, mate, oh my god. Sorry if you're listening to this in the car and you just fucking crashed it, so sorry. Fuck. Anyway, so what I was saying, there's something just really, something enchanting about when she says, touch, 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 touch. Like, it's just so very enunciated, and it's quite interesting. Just really like enunciation, don't you? Well, look, I've had a pretty nice night. I think the show's been a bit more positive than the last one I tried to record. And for that, I'm thankful. So I'm going to try to upload this tonight, try to edit it together. Let's just see if anyone listens to it. So if you've listened this far, let me know if you liked the show, what segments you liked, what jokes you liked. I appreciate the feedback, even if you email me to say, suck a dick, you're not funny, which I know I'm not, and like most of the stories that I told tonight aren't particularly funny, and I know that as my voice cracks, I'm not getting emotional. I think that probably comes through too much, that I'm not emotional. Because I just don't want to raise my voice too much as I'm walking along the street. You never know who's in the house. So if you want to contact me, email address is myname@me.com. That's adamhendry@me.com. H-E-N-D-R-Y @me.com. And you can now get this show on iTunes. So if you want to subscribe on there, please be my guest. And something about iTunes reviews. My shoe has now started to squeak, so I think that's just about as good a time as any to say good night, and don't hate me.